Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so stinking hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working hard for you. You want all that freedom, that prosperity, that cash flow right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, today. So you have that freedom to be able to do what you want with those that you want and do it whenever the heck you feel like. And so that's the real purpose of this show, guys. And I'm so excited to have you guys on. I appreciate the ripple effect you're creating in your own lives, because it's not just about you getting free. It's about what you can create with your God-given gifts and abilities to bless the lives of those around you. And that's the ripple effect I'm proud to be part of. That's the ripple effect that got me out of retirement. So dadgummit, thanks so much for being here and binge listening. And you guys are telling me you're listening to all 300 plus episodes. And I don't know how the heck you're doing it, because I can barely get through two on my own time. So good job, guys. Hey, so excited to have you on. By the way, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Great blogs on there, plus great ways that you can actually be able to grow and create freedom for yourself. So today I want to bring on a special guest, someone that I personally have been following for several months now, Molly Trotter. Now, Molly here, not only is she a branding expert, but she's like the serial entrepreneur. She is like the rock star of entrepreneurs. She even used to be an ESPN announcer, used to do all kinds of things. But really, the thing that I respect most about her is her passion, her ability to be real with you, and the ability just to really embody everything that she teaches. And I know a lot of you guys have businesses, whether you do it on a small scale or a large scale. Some of you guys have 5-6-figure businesses. Some of you are 7-plus-figure businesses. But the one thing for sure that we all need is, how do we create that right brand, something that really moves people and really creates something different? So Molly, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Chris. I'm super excited to be on here and help the ripple flow even more.
Oh yeah, we'd love it. So give us your story. Like, how'd you even go this direction? Because you've accomplished a lot in a very short period of time.
You're right. When I think about like my story and where I started, it's like, I can't believe I'm going to be 30 in February. So the fact that I've been able to pack all this in that amount of time is kind of crazy. So it all stems back from, I was a news anchor and reporter for about 5 years. So you mentioned ESPN, had a little stint with them. That was a lot of fun. Was on the news desk, was on the weather wall, was a reporter out in the field. And that really brought on the branding portion, because when it comes to whatever story that we're promoting, pushing, you know, we got to get out there and brand the story, brand ourselves to get people to watch. So right. It started a long time ago. And what's funny is that now that I'm doing this full time as a profession and helping other entrepreneurs, helping other small businesses, anybody with a brand, a business online, really help build, launch, and scale. It's funny that it all stemmed back from me being on television, and years later, now it's coming back full circle. But in between, I always saw the value of giving value on social media, online, because a lot of people will use it, you know, as a scroll hole. Scroll, 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 scroll. And they don't even know what they're looking for, but they're just scrolling to get out of their own life and hopefully to hop into somebody else's, even if it's just for 30 minutes. Because they don't like where they're at. So I say, okay, well, if you're going to keep scrolling and you don't even know what you're looking for, what you want to find, but you happen to find something of value that actually can be internalized for yourself, that is what I wanted to give, because that's what really helped me spark this entire journey of entrepreneurship, is finding a couple people that were doing just that. So that's kind of my story, the Reader's Digest version, if you will, as to what I was to where I am now.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, like, just from my own perspective too, like I follow you on social media like crazy. Like, there's not many people I follow. Like, it's, I hardly even am ever even on Facebook. That's the funny thing. People think I'm on a lot more than I actually am, but I really maybe go on once a day, you know, and your stuff pops right up, and it's actually given me permission to be real and actually really have like some depth, you know, in what I say, because obviously I do it on the show. This is my outlet, but to see how you do it on social media inspires me.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm glad that you have that, because it's funny when you can, quote unquote, give people permission to be themselves and they actually do it. That is the most rewarding feeling. It's not, yeah. It's not the money. It's not the clout. It's, I actually made you feel or helped you feel comfortable enough to be your authentic self. And then you doing that is going to inspire somebody else. And hence the, you know, the ripple part on your show. There's always a ripple effect in anything that you do.
Yeah, always. Well, tell me, with the image, like when I think of branding, like I know it's much bigger. A lot of people just think it's a logo or it's a design, you know, and you know what their company thing is, right? But they have no identity with it, right? They just think that's where it is. And we know it's so much bigger than that. And I think of like, if you were to use sports terms, like Andre Agassi, if you remember him from like the 80s, right? You know, in the 90s, you know, image is everything. You know, it's kind of, I used to think that was a crappy statement because I'm like, oh, that's bull. But now I'm like, no, actually it kind of is. It's kind of true. You know, as much as you don't want it to be, it kind of is a true thing. So what's your take on that?
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to branding, yeah, it's so much more than a logo. Because a lot of people, like, if you think that you want your entire brand just to be a logo, then that really doesn't like give people the full scope of who you are, right?
Yeah.
So what you put out there on social media, that's what people are going to perceive you as. So if you're just somebody who wants to share content of other people, you know, maybe, you know, post a little bit of this, post a little bit of that, but it's not really true and authentic to who you are, then people are getting the wrong perception of you. So a logo is just like a very, very small piece of what it is that you are when it comes to a brand. But a brand in its entirety, honestly, it's being able to give you that credibility and that clarity to share with people who you are. And we get this question a lot. Should I brand myself or should I brand my business? Right. And a lot of people get stuck, and even on social media, you know, Instagram, Facebook, should I have a business page? Should I just have my own page? What is that? Now, my suggestion for that is, you know, just brand yourself, because your business is a part of who you are. Now, how you choose to share that and push that out there, that's completely up to you. You know, in our company, what I do for a lot of our clients is being able to share it really just authentically and purpose-driven rather than super salesy. You know, build relationships with people, you know, build that connection, because we're human. We all crave connection. So building a brand, number one, having that clarity on your message, on who you are, and in a brand, a website, you guys can have a bunch of different tabs. You know, if you have a podcast, if you have merchandise for sale, if you have a YouTube channel, if you have a membership program for coaching, you know, there's so many different things, but it's all under who you are. You know, for like Chris, it could all just be, you know, Chris Miles. It could just be you, but the different facets of you, right? Right. And then that credibility factor. You know, I swear everybody and their mom can build a website, right? You can go on GoDaddy. You can make it. I've made websites in the past. They don't look that great, but they get the point across. But when you actually take the time to invest in a real brand and a great website, that credibility goes so far. And it looks really, really good. And then people are like, wow, this person has it together. And I know in our organization, our business, we've helped people who've made absolutely no money create a brand, then help them put on an event, and they're able to make six figures from stage in a 3-day event with, you know, and that's just because of the credibility that we had with the brand and the content that they have. But when you have that credibility to back it up, that look to back it up, it goes a long way, because that's what people want to see.
Yeah. Why do you think that is? Why are people attracted to that so much?
Gosh, I mean, attraction marketing is it can be a slippery slope, but if you get it, you get it. And it's very lucrative for you if you want to monetize it. So people want to be around attractive people, attractive things that look good, make them feel good, gives them good vibes, good energy. So people will pay to have that. People will pay to have the clout and be able to have that credibility, that look. You know, it's just a psychological thing, because I know a lot of people who have great content, great program services, but they don't really have that great of a website, and they're struggling to get business because they're not willing to maybe invest into that better site that's going to draw in more people.
Right.
Because there's so many people out there that have great ideas and great things, but you know, you got to invest in that brand. And yeah, it may cost a little bit up front, might be a little uncomfortable, but at the end of the day, it's going to push you so much further on the back end when you make that initial investment in the front.
Yeah, it sure does. And now I know a lot of times people think when you say professional image, right? You know, that kind of thing. A lot of people take that to mean many different things, right? Like, for example, like when I started, like when I broke off from my previous company to launch Money Ripples about 7 years ago, you know, I was doing the old branding that we had with that company where that guy was afraid that there was too many young guys. You know, it was like, oh, well, you got to have a professional image. You guys are too young. So you're basically kids. Although he was a year younger than me, right? But he's like, yeah, we're all like 30 something. So you got to wear suits, you know, and he made us wear suits. And so when I first broke out and doing Money Ripples, I'm wearing a suit and people are like, you are not a suit kind of guy, right? Like,
I love it.
Like you are completely against the grain. Everything you teach is like the opposite of what we expect to hear from a guy that's a financial advisor type guy in a suit, right? So, you know, so obviously that professional image is more than just wearing nice clothes, right?
Yes. Yes. That's such a great point because by no means does it mean you have to, wear a button up, suit and tie, you know, blazer, you know, just everything done every day. Like it doesn't mean that. Now, a professional look in the right time goes a long way. You know, you got to know in a time and a place. But I would say when it comes to that professionalism, it's just having that clarity and just, you know, good quality images and just have that attraction marketing on point. And you got to know people that really know how to take your message and turn it into an attractive message, an attractive visual medium to draw people in. Now, for me, obviously, if people could see this right now, my hair's up in the top little messy bun. I'm in a tank top with ripped jeans and I'm in sunny Southern California and I'm in a work day right now. But am I looking quote unquote professional? No. But at the end of the day, like you don't have to do that all the time, you know, and it's okay. It's perfectly okay to have tattoos and piercings and whatever. So you don't have to be quote unquote picture perfect. And quite frankly, the less you are, the more people like you. Yeah. And I can relate this back to social media. So one thing that I make people actually uncomfortable with is how open and vulnerable I am on my social media. I've made my family wildly uncomfortable. Other people, they're like, how do you do that? And it's like, here's the thing. We're all human. We're all craving to connect. And that's not the quote unquote norm, maybe the professional way to do it. But I really don't care because I want to be able to connect to people in a way that most can't. Why? Because everybody wants to feel connected and be a part of something. Right. And call it professional, call it not. At the end of the day, I'm connecting to way more people and helping way more people. And that's what it's about. Because the guy over here in a suit and tie can look the part, but the guy over here with the tattoos and piercings could actually be doing a lot more positive work and helping a lot more people. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you wear. It just matters your character and your mission and how you choose to execute.
Yeah. To the greater degree you can connect, the greater degree you can create more value, right?
Right.
And that's where there's impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know I got my Love is the Answer t-shirt. I mean, you think about branding, it's like, okay, what is the heck is that? It's like, I wear shorts and t-shirts a lot. So,
you know,
that's my thing.
Yeah. You know? I love it.
So, well, great. Well, tell us more about, as you're talking about this, you talk about clarity of message, right? Or clarity of who you are, which I love. Like speak more to that. Like what is it exactly? Because obviously people need to connect. So obviously that clarity has to be there. So what is that that people need to do there?
You know, I tell this to my clients all the time. When it comes to getting your message down, if you're not really sure exactly what you're about, you need to do a brain dump session. And what does that look like? You know, spend 5-10 minutes brain dumping. Okay, when people come to just take social media on a smaller branding scale, you know, your Facebook profile, your Instagram profile, or even if you really want to build that website. When people come to your page, what do you want them to see? What do you want them to know about you? You know, for me, for example, when people come to my page, they're going to see faith, they're going to see fitness, they're going to see financial freedom. You know, they're going to see just a women empowerment movement that I have called The Future is Feminine with one of my business partners. They're going to see those kinds of things because I'm constantly putting that out there and that's my brand. So if you're doing one day fitness and food and you're talking about all health and the next day you're eating like chili cheese fries and the day after that, you're like, at like a circus and this and whatever, you're doing all this random stuff and there's no congruency and no valuable message, it's really going to throw people off. Yeah. So if you don't know how to do that and you want to create a website, for example, being able to partner up with a team that can really ask you those right questions and nudge you in the way that is where you've always wanted to go, but maybe no one's ever asked you the right questions. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to be key. Your environment's key. So like if you're not around motivated, driven people that are moving in a direction you want to move, you probably shouldn't be in that environment. So that's a huge factor. But if anything, you got to get real with yourself first before you start listening to everybody else. And what kind of message do you want to put out there? Because no one told me to start talking about relationships and the raw and the real and the struggles of entrepreneurship and, you know, the times I've had so many negative bank accounts, the time where I didn't have a car and rode my bike everywhere. No one ever told me to put that out there. I decided to put that out there because I wanted people to see that struggle and know there's a silver lining at the end and know this is only a phase, right? Yeah. So it's, I put myself out there. A lot of people would be like, heck no, that sounds terrible. But it's just part of my story. So you really just got to get real with what do you want to put out there and keep pushing yourself to grow. If it's a little bit uncomfortable, do it. Mm-hmm. And here's my recommendation. Go on a Facebook Live and do it because there's no readers. Yeah. And that freaks people out hardcore. Sometimes, I mean, I still get nervous on Facebook Lives, but at the end of the day, I know it's something that's once you get in your flow and you really just speak from your heart, not your head, then people are really going to be able to connect with that. And that's what's key.
Yeah, I agree. So Molly, what's your brand? What's your message?
My message is, you know, I'm all about, you know, impacting people. A big part of my message is women empowerment. I love helping women in their mind, body, and business. And really being able to help them extract their confidence because it's inside of us. It really truly is, you know, yeah. And branding, being able to help people with that branding messages is giving wheels and that juice, so to speak, to their dream. Outside of that, a big passion of mine is helping people in relationships. You know, I have a lot of guys that reach out to me, you know, get asking for help to find their queens. You know, how do I find a queen like you? What do I need to do? I feel lost. Because I'm a huge proponent of, at the end of the day, everything rises and falls on relationships and how you feel about yourself, your relationship with yourself, your family. If you have a significant other, if you're trying to find one, your friends. And if those aren't good relationships, that's gonna affect every other area of your life. That's a really big passion of mine. So it's really just all about impacting people on an interpersonal level. Because once it starts from the inside, and it comes out, then you really can get that permission to go do whatever it is that you want, you know, like for, you know, to be corny here, world peace, right? Or maybe you want to have a nonprofit or open up an orphanage, or you want to open up a restaurant because you love to cook with your grandmother's recipes, whatever that is. But you got to like, you deal with those relationships and cultivate that just reflection period to understand what it is that you need. So that's a really big passion of mine too, is really digging deep on people. And then from there, once they can heal there, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's right. So tell me this, like with what you see out there, what's a commonly taught thing that you see in, whether it be with branding or presence, what's commonly taught you're like, that's bull crap. Like that is so not the case. What would that be?
Putting me on the spot. Let's see here. That's not the case. You know, I don't know any, nothing really comes to mind as far as that's not the case, but here's something that I find a little backwards. So I've spoken at a ton of different conferences on social media and a lot of different panels. And when you go to the front of the room and people are asking you questions, they're like, okay, well, how do I do this on social media? Everybody is going to go up there and be like, you got to post this many times a day. This kind of, you know, you got to post like, you know, Motivation Monday or, you know, Fitness Friday or, you know, just Workout Wednesday, whatever. You got to have paid ads. You got to have sales funnels, this and that. Those are all great things. But then I get the mic and I'm looking around left to right and I'm like, okay, you guys, but what are you posting? Crickets in the room. Nobody can answer. That's where I think people do not focus enough time on is what kind of content are you putting out there that's going to separate you from other people?
Yes.
How are you going to brand yourself where you're going to go to Molly Trotter, you're going to go to Chris Miles, you're going to go to whoever, and why should I follow your content compared to the other millions of people that are out there on social media? How are you going to connect with your audience? How are you going to, you know, gain influence over them and gain influence in a positive way? A lot of people out there are showing lifestyle, which is great. People want to see that, you know, the money, the cars, the girls, the trips, that's great. But that's so surface level. I'm all about digging deep and digging and pulling out what really truly does matter. So that's my biggest thing that people don't teach on. And that's what we're doing over here at this company is really being able to allow people, how do you even come up with this content? and roping in different, you know, whether it's personal development, masterminds, events, mentorships, spiritual development, all these different kinds of things. And how can you grab meaningful content from that, put it in your own words, and really be able to give value? Because when it comes for business, for example, and social media, a lot of people just want to spew all their deals and sales and, excuse my language, for lack of a better term, it's like verbal vomit. It's really just gross and annoying, you know? But you got to come from a place of value, and you have to give a lot more than you get.
Yes.
So when you're giving, 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 people are like, who is this person? I want to, like, you know, be a part of whatever. Then you can share the opportunity. And if it's the right fit for them, great. And now you know that that relationship that you cultivated through maybe a complete stranger online or somebody in person or whatever, they've seen and they felt your content. So they kind of know who you are. So that's a long answer to say that people just don't really talk about how do you really break down and get this real content rather than posting up quotes and being just really surface level and then slap on, I'm an influencer, I'm an inspirational person. Right. You know what I mean?
Yep. Go deeper, right? And that's something that's missing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And nobody teaches on that. And so that's something being over here with this company is like, all right, you guys, and I'm actually creating a course right now that's going to be launching here in a few weeks where people can utilize Instagram, how to utilize it for business, gather more leads, but also how do you go deep on that content? How do you actually come up with that meaty content that's going to be able to speak to people? It's your words, your story. It means one thing to you, but it can mean something entirely different to somebody else and totally send them on a different trajectory of their life. And you could really shift that for them just by you being raw and real.
I love it. Amen.
Yeah. Yes, let's go. Amen. Indeed.
I'd love it. Well, that's great. So Molly, how would people be able to follow you or engage with you or get to know more about what you teach and your stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm all about connections. As I mentioned, I would love to, anybody on this show, I'd love to be able to connect with you. So you can find me on Instagram, Molly_Trotter on Instagram, or just Molly Trotter. That's TROTTER on Facebook. And so, yeah, shoot me a message. Let me know that you heard this on this podcast and you heard us, the conversation. And I'd love to be able to connect with you. And if there's any way that I can help you, I would love that. And, just be able to, you know, give your dreams the wheels and the juice that it needs to really fly.
Awesome. I really appreciate it. You've given some great content today, good stuff. And again, I love just that we're, just like you said, like it's about going deeper. It's about that connection, and with that connection can create more impact. And so everybody, I mean, you guys are listening to this, like if this resonate with you at all, check out her stuff, even just follow her. I'm telling you, just following her alone will probably impact you enough. But again, if you want to take that next level, reach out to her, check it out. So anyways, Molly, thanks for so much for being on our show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. I had such a great time. I really appreciate you and just what you're doing and how you're putting yourself out there to the world. It really is making a difference.
It's a lot of fun. I can tell you that much. It's awesome.
Good. That's what's important.
So awesome. Well, thank you so much. And everybody else is joining us. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.